This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 27th. God's word for you today is God's property. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient." In today's anchor scripture, Paul is saying that all things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient. In other words, some things in life are not necessarily wrong, but they are not necessary. So, for you to have metamorphosis, have transformation in your life, you need to realize that some things that you are doing with your life and your body right now are not necessarily wrong, but they are just not necessary. You may argue from now till tomorrow that they are not necessarily wrong, but the truth is that for your body to be fully functional, they are not necessary. Some even say, "Jesus turned water into wine so I can drink for as long as I want." Your liver needs you to keep it strong and healthy. Plus, you need your liver to stay on earth. It is easy to point fingers at the person that is loading up on alcohol. What about the red meat that you are eating? You are just eating steak and eating steak. What is wrong with eating steak? Is it a sin? All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Your heart needs you. I am not necessarily about spot picking sin and shooting them down. The key thing is there are radical thoughts about your body that you need to embrace for you to see the transformation, the metamorphosis in your physical body. These radical thoughts are foundational to motivate you to bring the change that you want. Note that all these radical thoughts are countercultural. The first is, my body is God's property. Your body belongs to God. This concept is completely countercultural. All around the world, we are told it is your body, so you can decide what you do with it. If it feels good, do it. But God is saying, your body belongs to Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, "You are God's expensive purchase, paid for with tears of blood. So by all means, then, use your body to bring glory to God." The Message version of the Bible puts it this way, "So let people see God in and through your body." Your body belongs to God. Your body carries the label, God's property. Why is it not mine? But it is my body. It is not yours because you did not make it. Your body is loaned to you by God. You are a spirit that lives in a body and has a soul. Your body is not yours. Psalm chapter 139, verse 13 to 14 says, "You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." As far as your body goes, God owns it and loaned it to you. That is why you are going to give an account of what you do with your body. Do you know that? Do not buy into the lie that it is your body. Do what you want. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to consistently use my body to bring glory to you, such that people will see God in and through my body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.